Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Rico Dowdle is in for a Carolina touchdown. Just like that, Panthers with the lead.
Penix floats it. London reaches out and holds it in. Touchdown, Drake London. The red zone machine strikes again.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, good stuff from our guy, Jay Kassan. We got highlights of the Falcons, highlights for the Panthers. Hit him with the Rico. One pump, two pump. Fine. It did happen. We'll get to that game. We'll talk about the Jaguars and Chargers and more in just a second, but we got to tell you about our show sponsor at BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Okay. Touched on the AFC North in the last segment. Let's hit the NFC South. As the 3-6 Atlanta Falcons host the 5-5 Carolina Panthers. What a world. On it, like, did Dave Canales just get coach of the year? The Panthers were 5-5? Like, ridiculous. And shout out to their director of analytics, friend of the show, the legendary, the great Eric Eager. Dr. Eric Eager. The Falcons, 3.5-point home favorites, although it looks like this is going to go down to 3. Some interest in Carolina. Total in the game is 42.5. Obviously, these two teams played back in week 3, which was somehow, some way, a 30-0 shutout win for the Carolina Panthers. And really, kind of should have known then and there. Because, you know, the Falcons in week 2 on Sunday night beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, and they were feeling really good. And then that happened, and probably should have known right then and there that this was not going to go well this season for Atlanta. And last Sunday in Berlin in the early game against the Colts, Atlanta had a million opportunities to win that game. Like, Colts turning it over, like, Indy dominating the box score, and Atlanta still winning, and they can't close the deal. And they lose in really soul-crushing fashion, where at the end of the game, and I'm guessing because it was an island game in the morning that everybody's watching it, Jonathan Taylor, on the final couple plays of the game as the Colts are driving for the game-winning touchdown, just, like, it looked like Atlanta... It reaches the point where they're like Roberto Duran. No mas. No mas. No more. We don't want to tackle this human wrecking ball, and we're not even going to try. You could actually like see it on their faces. Like if this were a video game, and you had like you're fighting a villain, and there's a health bar for the villain, and you see like the health bar start to go down as you get more and more hits. Like, this is literally on the final drive, with each Jonathan Taylor run, the health bar goes down a little bit more, until it reaches the point where it's just done. And there's like, they like, it's like a, like, they're, it's like a caravan into the end zone for Jonathan Taylor. And the Falcons end up losing the game to drop to 3-6. And Carolina's been the team that's been drawing betting interest, because, you know, I think they have pretty accurately and correctly figured out that their quarterback is terrible and that they need to build the whole plane out of Rico Dowdle. What a sentence. And hit him with the Rico. You know, like Cash Patel is trying to do to the NBA. A couple weeks ago, I talked about Kevin O'Connell and J.J. McCarthy, right? And KOC trying to, like, hide J.J. in the way that, like, if you're dating a girl or a girl dating a guy and, like, you don't want to, like, they put a picture of you on Instagram or, like, it's, like, a picture of you're both having drink, you have, like, an espresso martini, whatever, some whatever kids are drinking nowadays. I just drink water. I'm married. I'm washed. And maybe it's just a picture of your drinks and you in the bottom right-hand corner in really small font. It's the person you're with that you really like. That person ain't reposting you for all the money in the world. This is like, if Dave Canales and Bryce Young, if you saw them together in public, Canales would react like that couple that was cheating at the Coldplay concert. Just like, immediately get me off camera, sprint for the hills. They are hiding Bryce Young. I've actually almost never seen anything like this, especially for a former number one overall pick in the draft. He's got nothing. He's not good, and I'm not saying he can't be a good backup quarterback for a long time in the league. I think that's true. But he's not going to be a starter. And for Carolina, like almost the rest of this season, maybe they're able, it would be a miracle if they were able to get to the postseason. For Carolina, it's going to be this offseason is going to be who's the quarterback of the team week one next year, because it's not going to be Bryce Young. Like, it's done. Like, it's over. So it has been written, so it shall come to pass. Quote David Tepper, nevermore. It is done for Bryce Young. And as far as Carolina goes, even if the Panthers win this game and go to 6-5, I have no interest in talking about Carolina as being a legitimate playoff contender because the quarterback is no good. I'm not interested. The Atlanta Falcons, though, are a little interesting. Not a lot interesting. Not yet. But are a little interesting. Because the Falcons, unlike the Panthers, have some untapped upside. Have a potentially high ceiling. With the quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. You better you bet on this Thursday. Before the year, I'll do my a bad Sean Connery impersonation here on Celebrity Jeopardy. A bad impersonation of a bad impersonation of Sean Connery on Celebrity Jeopardy. The Penix Mightier. I thought Michael Penix Jr. was going to rule. Thought he was going to be awesome. Drafted him as QB2 in a bunch of fantasy leagues, some super flex leagues, and it has not been great. As Michael Penix often looks like he did in the national championship game against Michigan, which, if you remember, if you bet Washington took the points, was not so good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Penix has been a big disappointment. Zach Robinson, Falcons offensive coordinator, I actually think like should actually like serve some jail time for what's happened with this offense. Maybe not like a month. Maybe a weekend. A weekend in prison behind bars might do him some good. Get the play calls up and better. How come Bijan Robinson doesn't have better performances? Where's Darnell Mooney? What the hell's going on with this? Why can't Michael Penix throw the ball over the middle of the field? The Falcons do have some untapped upside. It does exist if Penix can put it together. The Panthers have none. Zero. If they make it, they're getting by the skin of their teeth. And it will be a credit to the team if they're able to do it, given their quarterback. If and when this point spread goes down to 3, I will be the moron, and I'll bet the Atlanta Falcons. I still think Penix might have it. I'm not saying he does, but I'm also not saying he doesn't. I know Bryce Young doesn't have it. And I think Michael Penix could potentially have it. So if the number is going to be 3, I'll lay the Falcons on Sunday in Atlanta. I don't know if it's that sentence or like the peppers that I had for lunch, but I'm a little queasy at the moment. Might be the peppers. All right. Last note for this hour on the show. We'll start next hour with a market update for the big NFC games. I'll give you some college football bets for the weekend. In the AFC. I love that we've reached the time of year where we get the if the season ended today graphics with the playoff matchups. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. Like, I actually love it. It's awesome. If the season ended today, both the Los Angeles Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars would be playoff teams in the AFC. One of my favorite songs as a kid, I loved Sesame Street. And it's my sincere hope that my daughter, by the way, starting to like recognize all the, like she knows, like, well, she has a book, right? Like a Sesame Street book. And I'll point to like Elmo and she goes, Elmo. And I point to Abby Kadabby and she goes, Abby. And I point to Cookie Monster and she goes, Cookie. And then I point to Grover and she stares blankly ahead. One of my favorite songs from Sesame Street. Which of these things is not like the other? Like, yeah, right now they're both playoff teams. They feel a little different, don't they? The Chargers and the Jaguars. What Jacksonville did last week, last Sunday, in the fourth quarter against the Houston Texans, was an affront to humanity. Not just football, humanity. Outscored in the fourth quarter 26-0, not by C.J. Stroud, by Davis Mills. By Davis Mills. The Texans' offensive line is atrocious. Atrocious. They managed the Jaguars against Houston's offensive line 2 sacks on 47 dropbacks. I give you that to give you this. The Chargers' offensive line is terrible. And it's not even their fault. Like, Joe Walt's out for the year, Rashawn Slater's out for the year. Like, you take any offensive line and 2 all pros out of the equation, of course it's not going to be as good. I don't know that I trust Jacksonville to get any heat on Justin Herbert. They couldn't get any heat on Davis Mills, and now they're going to get heat on Justin Herbert? Really? That's going to happen? Trevor Lawrence, to me, is such an incredible disappointment. And I think what really crystallizes what's happening with Trevor Lawrence is the opponent on Sunday, is the Chargers. Because against the Chargers in the playoffs a couple years ago, he had the greatest game of his professional career. You remember that game? Chargers up 27-0 in the first half. Jaguars win 31-30. And the Jaguars like played the Chiefs pretty well in the divisional round the next week in the Chad Henne game. What the hell's happened since then to Trevor Lawrence? Since that game, 18-25. The Jaguars are. 18-25. Trevor Lawrence, to me, is not necessarily like in the Bryce Young zone. He's not that. At least he's tall, so he can see over the offensive line, and he's better than Bryce Young. But I'm starting to get there with Trevor Lawrence where I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I think he might just be good. And that's all right. if you're not paying him a bajillion dollars like the Jaguars are. It's like, sure. Like, maybe Brian Thomas Jr. is back for this game. Does it even matter? He's killed so many fantasy teams, including so many of mine. Doesn't want to catch the ball over the middle of the field. He's got an ankle sprain. Even if he plays, does it even frickin' matter? This point spread goes down to 2.5.
2.5.
I'll lay it with Justin Herbert and the Chargers to improve to 8-3. Send the Jaguars to 500. Vault the Chargers closer to a playoff berth. And Jacksonville further to outside looking in. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, a market update for Rams, Seahawks, Eagles, Lions. Coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.